Josh, and you've travelled the world rallying, but you've never competed in Donegal before.
No, it's definitely at first. It's hard to believe we've nearly traveled to every corner of the world, and it's our first time competing here. Well, Owen's been once before, so very little experience between us. But yeah, it's obviously a close rally to home. It's the closest proper, I would say, international maybe. Yeah, every year since, I think the first time I remember was properly was 06 with Nesbitt and the Mitsubishis with Mark Higgins. It was the first proper memory of Donegal. So yeah, I say I've been here every year since.
Yeah, so it has been a pretty special rally. You know, the whole that your whole family, you know, the McLeans, the Henrys, that whole connection, you know, they travel to rallies en masse. It's a whole family affair, and whenever they arrive, they arrive.
Yeah, there was a couple of years I don't think Desi was doing it, and we went in a minibus, and I think most of the time we end up in bars, and I was only a young boy looking to go see the stages. But no, most years with Desi as well, I've been here, and then with my father, he's obviously been through most stages in Donegal too. So no, it's been a big thing in the family, and yeah, it's quite surprising, as I said, it's our first time here. So hopefully we can get on it quite quick and try race.
For sure, for sure. And Owen, as a Cork man coming to Donegal, like, you know, you have West Cork on your doorstep, but like, is Donegal, is there something special about coming up the road to Donegal in June?
Yeah, there is for sure. Now, we won't mention the Corkmen who came to Donegal earlier this weekend, but I've been brought up everywhere I've gone. But no, it's always special. Like, I always remember you get the summer holidays from school just around this time. And well, for us, you'd be watching it online, seeing the Donegal results and hearing about the hype. So coming up here in 22 is exciting. And I've been up here again since watching my father compete. So yeah. It's a really, like, it is the biggest rally. I suppose the summer and everything, it's a great kind of festival atmosphere. So yeah, it's really special to be coming up and to be coming up here, seated in the top three. You never would have thought. So yeah, ready to give it our all.
And like, you know, talking about then, you know, coming up now, Donegal at the weekend, stepping back from the Puma back into a Rally 2 car, is there much you have to adapt with your driving style then with less aero?
Time will tell.
Ask me Friday, says
I
you.
don't honestly know that answer yet. Obviously, we have got little to no seat time yet. But yeah, we're not going to hide away from the fact that the Puma was, let's say, quite difficult to drive in tarmac, especially towards the end of Japan. I think as you started to push a lot, the risk increased significantly. But we know with the Fiesta, with the base it has, and especially with Romet and WRC recently and tarmac events, he's been near the front end of that. So you have what John had here last year as well with the M Sport team is coming. So it's a proper planned, let's say, project with being here with M Sport. And yeah, hopefully we can try do everything what we do in WRC and bring it to this rally and try perform. But yeah, we're not going to hide away from the fact that there's a lot of other people here with stiff competition. And you talk about many people over the years, like any entry list with Chris Meek in it is going to be a fierce race. But yeah, it's exciting at that. And okay, we want to race, but we want to enjoy the atmosphere as well.